Patience to questions to actions.
所以今天我们要看的这段经文啊，我们就是看这四个部分，我们对这事情的这个认识跟它的
expectations
啊期望啊问题行动。
You know, last week was Easter.
啊，上个礼拜是复活节。
And the fact that Jesus lived and died is not in question.
耶稣死后又复活不是一个问题。
Christian writings, Jewish writings, and secular writings talk about a man named Jesus from Nazareth.
在基督徒的这个早期的著作、犹太人的著作及这个非基督徒的著作里面都提到耶稣基督。
But our beliefs and our expectations change on Easter morning.
但是在这个复活节的早晨的时候，我们对于耶稣的这个盼期望就不一样了。
Because Christians alone believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
因为只有基督徒相信耶稣基督在主日的时候，复活节的主日，他复活了。
In fact, we build our entire faith on Jesus' resurrection.
其实我们整个基督教把信仰是建立在对于耶稣基督复活的这一个事件上面。
The Apostle Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 15.
所以保罗在这个哥林多前书15章的时候就提到这样子的。
He says, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is in vain.
他说，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
Jesus knew that he would rise from the dead.
耶稣基督知道他从死里复活。
But it came as a great surprise to his followers.
但是对他的门徒来讲却是一个极大的意外。
They had no expectation of that happening.
对于他们来讲，他们从来没有期望这样子的事情会发生。
Look at the surprise they had on Easter morning when they went to the tomb and it was empty.
就想他们礼拜天早上去看了耶稣的坟墓竟然是空的时候，他们的那个意外的表情。
Or on the road to Emmaus when Jesus joins the two people.And they still can't understand that Jesus was not dead.
或者你想那个在以马忤斯路上，耶稣基督碰到那两个门徒，他们也不能够明白耶稣复活的事情。
Or to Thomas in the upper room, after all of his friends had seen the resurrected Christ, he still didn't believe.
或者是像多马这个虽然他的其他的这些同伴都已经见到复活的耶稣，但是他在那个房间里面，他依然说依然不相信耶稣复活的事情。
The physical and spiritual resurrection of Jesus defies everyone's expectations.
耶稣基督他这个属灵跟肉体的复活对所有的人来讲都是一个意外。
And it's been under the attack from the very beginning.
这种的观念其实在很早的时候就被人所攻击。
The Jewish leaders and the Roman authorities got together and came up with a story that the guards had fallen asleep.
所以这个犹太人的这些的官长，他们就开始编了一个故事关于这个耶稣的基督为什么坟墓会空的这个故事。
Even though at that time falling asleep as a Roman soldier would mean your death，
虽然在那个的时候，如果有一个这个罗马的士兵他在站岗的时候这个睡着是可以判死刑的。
It's important to understand correctly what we believe about Jesus。
我们对于耶稣基督的认识需要是正确的。
Because belief forms our expectations.
因为我们所相信的就产生了对我们来讲就会产生一个盼望。
Our expectations create questions.
那些盼望就会开始产生问题。
And questions ultimately drive our actions.
那些的问题就会来促使我们有所行动。
We see that in Genesis 3 with Adam and Eve and the serpent.
在这个创世纪第三章，我们就看到亚当夏娃和这个蛇的故事。
The serpent creates doubt that God has Adam and Eve's best interest in mind.
所以蛇就让亚当夏娃不认为上帝对他们是有一个好的心意。
And so they eat from the tree.
所以他们就自己去吃了那个果子。
We see it again in the New Testament when Jesus is in the wilderness.
我们再一次看到在新约里面，当耶稣在旷野里面的时候。
If Jesus did not understand the scriptures well, he might have been fooled by Satan.
如果不是耶稣基督对圣经的话非常的熟悉的话，他也许就中了魔鬼的诡计。
And we see it every day in the people around us.
我们每天在我们生活的四周看到我们四周的人。
Our society believes that humans have the ultimate authority to judge God.
我们这个社会相信我们人可以是最后上帝的审判或者是决断者。
And if we cannot understand it or we cannot explain it, then it obviously must not exist.
如果我们人不能够明白，不能够判断，很显然的，上帝就不存在。
Beliefs, expectations, questions, and actions.
我们相信，我们盼望，我们问，提问，我们行动。
The context for Mark chapter 12, where we are today, is that Jesus has been teaching in the temple courts.
在今天这段的故事里面，它的背景是耶稣基督在
The Jewish authorities have been coming to him, trying to trick him with questions.
这些犹太人的这个官长或者是有权位的人，他们就来问一些问题，想要设计陷害他。And
while he has not met their expectations, he's answered every question with great godly wisdom.
虽然耶稣基督的回答不是他们所期望的，但是耶稣他的智慧的言语回答了他们所有的问题。
So as we start this morning, I'd ask you, what expectations do you have for Jesus?
所以我们今天在开始的时候，我想问你们，你们对耶稣基督的看法、期待是什么？
Is there a place where you've put God in a box?
有没有一个地方是你把上帝放在一个盒子里面？
Or you doubt his ability to move because you do not understand?
你认为他没有办法这个行动，因为你对他的能力有所怀疑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for a chance to be together this morning.
父神，我们谢谢你，我们有一次早上有一次这样的机会一起聚集。
To open your word and to see your truth.
能够这个打开你的话，能够看见里面的真理。
Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts and our souls today, we ask.
圣灵今天向我们的心，向我们的灵来说话。
Help us to understand and believe correctly about you, Lord Jesus.
让我们能够对主耶稣基督你有正确的认识。
We pray this in your name.
我们这样子奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. It's the time between Palm Sunday and Easter in Mark.
在马可福音，这个是宗旅节跟这个复活节中间的这段时间。
What the Jewish leaders would call the time between the triumphal entry and the Passover.
这个也就是在这个荣耀的进程的时间和这个复活节中间的时间。The
chief priests, the scribes, the elders, and the Pharisees have all failed to trick Jesus.
这些不管是文士、法利赛人，这些祭司，他们都没有办法，他们的计谋都没有办法陷害耶稣基督。So
now they send the Sadducees.
所以他们就差遣了这个撒都该人。The
Sadducees were powerful and wealthy priests.
这些撒都该人，他们是富有的这些法利赛人。They
came from the upper class portions of Jewish society.
他们是这个犹太人当中的上流社会。They
were great at arguing their point.
他们非常能言善辩的。They
would take an episode of simple faith and first argue around it with debate, and then if they couldn't convince you, they would challenge you with skepticism.
如果他们在这个讲完他们的一套道理，他们没有办法让你信服的时候呢，他就可以说一些让你产生怀疑的一些的论据。They
would ask, how can you believe that? Don't you understand like I do?
他说，你怎么可能会相信这样的事情？难道你不明白像我所明白的这些事情一样吗？
Not only did they think they could explain everything, but they were also very materialistic.
他们不但认为他们自己能够解释所有的事情，他们也是非常的物质的。The
more they could get, the better.
他们能够越得到越多东西就越好。And
theologically, they believe that only the first five books of the Old Testament were God's true teaching.
在神学上，他们认为只有摩西的五经是神的给他们的教训。These
books of Moses,
也就是摩西的书,
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy,
创出立名生五卷,
were the only places that God spoke.
是唯一神向人说话的地方。They
thought that God acted in very predictable, understandable, and explainable ways.
他们认为上帝就是做了一些非常能够让人明白，并且是完全在人的意料之中的事情。
Which meant they denied miracles.
换句话说，他们不承认神迹。
And since the resurrection is the greatest miracle of all, they denied the resurrection.
既然复活是神迹的，是一种神迹，所以他们也拒绝承认有复活这件事情。
They believed there was life on this earth, there was death, and then there was nothing.
他们相信这个世上有生命，死后就一切都消失了。
In many ways, they'd fit perfectly into our society today.
从很多角度来讲，它正是我们这个社会的一个倒影。
How many people do I know who've constructed a belief system purely based on what they can explain?
岂不是很多人都根据他们自己能够相信、能够了解的东西来建立他们的世界观？
And then they declare that this life is all there is, and they go out seeking to get everything they can.
所以他们认为这个世界上只有这一段的生命是真实的，所以他们在这一段的时间里面就尽量的去试着获取一切。
They believe their wisdom is superior to all others.
他们相信他们的智慧高过其他的人。
And they stand ready to demand answers from God when anything goes wrong.
当事情有出了问题的时候，他们就质疑上帝，为什么事情会如此发生？
Like a block of marble complaining to a great sculptor.
好像一块的大理石在质问这个能够凿这个艺术家一样。
Stop hitting me with a chisel, it says.
那大理石跟那个艺术家说，不要再用这个你的凿子来凿我了。
Even though the marble is a long way from a beautiful statue.
虽然那个石头还没有成为一个美丽的形状。
So these are the men who approach Jesus in Mark chapter 12, verse 18.
所以这些人就来到耶稣的面前。
The Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection.
所以撒都该人来到他面前，就说没有复活这样子的事情。
They asked him a question.
他就撒都该人问他一个问题。
Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother.
他说人若摩西的告诉我们说，人若死了，撇下妻子没有孩子，他的兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。
The first took a wife.
这个先娶这个妻子。
Actually, I got lost there. There are seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring.
所以这里讲到七个兄弟这个大哥这个娶了太太死了以后他没有小孩。
And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise.
然后第二个也是这样，第三个也是。
And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died.
然后这些后来他这些兄弟都死了。
In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be?
这些人就问说，当复活的时候，她是哪一个人的妻子呢？因为他们七个人都娶过她。
For the seven had had her as a wife.
因为七个人都娶过她。
This doesn't make a lot of sense in our society.
在我们这个社会里面，你觉得这可能还是很奇怪的事情。
But the Sadducees are talking about something called levirate marriage.
但是这个撒都该人他们其实所讲的是讲到这个利未记里面的一些的关于婚姻的规定。
Which means brother-in-law marriage.
是一种兄弟可以这个娶妻子的这个遗孀。
And God gave the instruction in Deuteronomy 25 for two main reasons.
神在这个在这个生命记里面做这样给这样子的规定的时候，有主要有两个原因。
Israel was a society where honor and property went to the eldest son.
在当时的犹太人的社会是这个家的产业是归给长子。
So this idea of brother-in-law marriage was a way to maintain the family name and the assets.
所以这种的娶妻子这个丈夫兄弟的妻子是能够让这个兄弟的这个家族能够持续下去。
If the first brother, the first husband died without leaving a son, his brother would marry the wife.
所以如果哥哥他的死了没有后代，他的弟弟可以娶这个嫂嫂，可以让他有后。
And if they were to have a son, that son would be deemed the eldest and gain the property and keep the family name.
所以如果这样子产生的，如果他们有个这个男生的话呢，这个儿子他就可以继续的继承他原来父亲的产业。
But also in that society, there weren't systems to care for widows.
而且在那个时代里面，他们没有这样子的一个社会制度能够 好好的安来照顾这些的这个寡妇。
So the structure for brother-in-law marriage allowed for her to come back into a family and to be cared for.
所以这些弟兄娶了这个他们的嫂子，就可以让这个寡妇能够重新回到这个家族里面，有人可以看顾他们。
However, the Sadducees, like the serpent in the garden or Satan in the wilderness, starts with God's word and then twists it.
但是撒都该人他们就好像这个伊甸园里面那个蛇一样，开始的时候用了一段上帝的话，然后就扭曲它。
The twist is a natural one for humans.
那个扭曲的是对人来讲是一个确实很自然的一件事情。
They believe heaven will be defined in their own likes and desires.
因为我们对这个天堂的这个认识常常是靠着我们根据我们人自己的想象来设计出来的。
Which is actually very common.
在整个世界历史里面是其实非常普遍的一个现象。
American Indians believe that heaven would be a stocked, happy hunting ground.
印第安人他们认为天堂就是到处充满了野兽，他们可以到处去打猎的一个地方。
And the Vikings believed in a place called Valhalla.
这些维京人他们认为天堂是一个地方叫 Valhalla 这个地方。
They would get up every morning and war with their enemies.
每天早上在这个地方，每天早上起来的时候，他们就跟敌人打仗。
At night, if they had been killed or wounded,They would jump up and be fine.
晚上的时候，如果他们在打仗中死了，到了晚上，他们又跳起来，又活过来了。
They would feast,
然后他们就大吃。
Go to sleep and get up and start all over again.
然后去睡觉，然后第二天早上起来又再去打仗。
The ancient Jewish people believed that the sea was dangerous.
在这个古代的犹太人认为这个海是非常危险的地方。
So ancient Jewish people believed there would be no oceans in heaven.
所以他们会认为这个在天堂里面大概就是没有海的一个地方。
Which would disappoint many Santa Barbarans.
Santa Barbara 的这些人可能会非常失望。
So what are your expectations of heaven?
所以你对天堂的那个想象、盼望是什么？
I had a conversation with someone one time wondering if there would be golf courses in heaven.
我有次我跟人家讨论是不晓得在想说天堂会不会有高尔夫球场。
And would my game be better?
我那是到了天堂以后我的这个分数会不会打得好一点。
What would heaven be like if you designed it?
如果是你来设计天堂，天堂会是什么样子？
But see, the Sadducees saw heaven as just an extension of earth.
撒都该人可能就想说天堂就跟地上一样。
And what they were trying to say was Jesus, the idea of resurrection is ridiculous.
其实他们要讲的是跟耶稣，他们是想要跟耶稣讲说这复活的这个观念其实是非常的荒谬的。
How can one woman be married to seven men in heaven?
怎么可能在天堂的时候那这个一个女人她已经嫁给七个男人呢？
And they were implying, therefore, Jesus, it's ridiculous to think that there is a resurrection.
所以他们基本上的意思就是说，耶稣，你这个讲到死人复活，这是非常不可信的。
They either had not heard or choose to ignore Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead.
他们要不就是没听过，或者他们就忽略了这个耶稣基督让这个拉撒路复活的这个故事。
And in John 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
在约翰福音第十一章的时候耶稣就说复活在我。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
他说生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
So Jesus answers both questions.
所以耶稣就回答这两个问题。
Verse 24。
在第二十四节的时候，他说
：“Jesus says to them, 'Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God.'”
他说：“你们所以错了，岂不是因为你们不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能吗
？”For when they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven.
二十五节，人从死里复活，也不娶，也不嫁，像天上的使者一样。
Jesus says, "You don't understand the manner of the resurrection or the fact of the resurrection."
他说，耶稣对他们说，你们不晓得复活的事实是什么样子，也不晓得复活会是什么样子。
He starts by saying that your incorrect beliefs and expectations are a result of not knowing the Scripture and not knowing the power of God.
所以他说，因为你们不了解，所以你们就不明白圣经，也不明白神的大能。
When we miss the truth that's contained in the Scriptures.We begin to doubt the power of God.
所以，当我们不明白神的话的时候，我们就会怀疑圣经里面神的大能。
And if you were a Sadducee and had heard that, you would have been greatly insulted.
如果你是那些撒都盖人，听到耶稣这样讲的话，你会觉得受到这个极大的侮辱。
Jesus says that in heaven after the resurrection, there is no longer a need for marriage.
耶稣说，当人复活以后，在天上是不需要有婚姻的。
And I'm not sure I understand all of the parameters, but I know this much.
虽然我不能够明白这句话它背后所有的这个含义跟细节。
God creates marriage in the garden so Adam is not alone.
所以当耶稣神在伊甸园里面创造亚当这个给为他预备了这个婚姻，让他不会孤单。
So Adam will have companionship and a helper.
所以亚当可以有一个伴侣和助手。
And they were given the assignment to populate the world.
他们也有这样子的责任，要在地上生养众多。
Jesus seems to be saying that marriage is an earthly construct, an earthly idea.
所以耶稣在里似乎说，这个是这种的婚姻这样子的设定制度是在世界上的一个事情。
Since in heaven we'll walk intimately with God for our companionship.
所以当我们在天堂与神亲密同行的时候
，In heaven we will live forever like angels.
我们可以像天使一样永远活着的时候
，And in heaven we do not need to create offspring.
我们在天堂里面就也不需要能够再继续的生养众多。
There's no longer a need to pass along a name or assets.
我们也不再需要为了我们自己的这个后代或者是产业传给我们的后代而忧虑。
The mission of heaven, if you will, is different, said Jesus.
如果你可以这样想的话，在天堂上我们的工作职责是不一样的。
The old rules of physical life no longer apply.
在目前的这个世界的这些的规则已经不再适用。
But then Jesus moves to the heart of the Sadducees' question.
但是接下来耶稣进入的是撒都该人他们的问题的核心。
Verse 26.
在二十六节他说
And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him?
他说论到死人复活，你们没有念过摩西的书荆棘篇上所在的吗？神对摩西是这样子说的。
Saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。你们是大错了。
Jesus moves to the point of why would they doubt the resurrection?
耶稣开始进来谈他们为什么会怀疑有死人复活的这件事情。
He says, "Have you not read the book of Moses?"
他说，难道你没有读过这个摩西的书吗？
Well, of course, Jesus knew that they'd read the book of Moses.
当然耶稣知道他们读过摩西的书。
It was their scriptures. It was what they spent their life studying.
是他们最看重，他们花毕生的精力所研读的摩西的书。
But notice how Jesus turns to what they know best to communicate truth.
所以你注意到耶稣基督怎么样用他们所最熟悉的这个圣经。来向他们宣讲这个真理。
Jesus' point is very simple.
耶稣的这个道理其实非常的简单。
Moses, the hero of the Sadducees, wrote the scriptures and talked about when he faced the burning bush.
摩西他们在他们这些撒都盖人心目里面的这个大英雄，在写这个荆棘篇的时候就讲到。
And Moses said that that day God spoke.
摩西讲到那天上帝跟他说话。
And he said, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
神向摩西说，我就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Jesus says, look at the tense of the verb.
他就叫这个他们看这个经文里面动词的时态。
Even though Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were no longer alive on the earth,
他说虽然这些这个亚伯拉罕以撒雅各都已经死了。
God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是神却说我现在是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
Think about things that you've owned.
你想你所拥有的这些东西。
When I got out of college, I bought a brand new 1980 Honda Accord Coupe. It was red.
当我这个毕业
graduate
从大学毕业的时候，我买了一个这个 Honda Accord 这个红色的车子。
It was a nice car.
是一个非常漂亮的车子。
And for 5 years, I owned and drove that car.
所以我开了那辆车有五年的时间。
And when asked, I would say, I am the owner of a red Honda.
所以如果有人问说这车是谁的，我会说我现在是这个车子的主人。
But after I sold that car, it no longer existed in my world.
所以当我把这个车子卖掉以后，它就不再出现在我的生活里面了。
I would never have said I am the owner of a red Honda. I would say I was the owner of a red Honda.
所以我这个用英文的话就会说我不再是这个车子的主人了。
Jesus is using the scriptures that the Sadducees had spent their lives studying.
所以耶稣基督用这个他们所毕生所研究的这个摩西的这个圣经
，to say if Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were no more, God would have said, "I was."
他是在那边说，如果以撒、雅各这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们已经死了、消失了，就不再存在了这个上帝应该会说，我曾经是这些人的神。
But since God uses the present tense, it's proof of their resurrection.
但是当神用现在式说我现在是他们的神的时候
，Left unsaid by Jesus is that in the next week he'll be demonstrating this for the Sadducees.
就是说上帝说他们这些人这些死人其实是还活着。接下来耶稣基督的复活这个接下来的复活节的这故事就要证明。说明耶稣基督现在所说的这件事情。
And this one point destroys the Sadducees' worldview.
就这么样一句话就这个破解了这些撒都该人他们原有的世界观。
If their scriptures prove that life is eternal, there are miracles.
如果他们自己所看重的这个圣经说明生命是永恒的话呢，那这个是永恒的话。
Not everything can be explained by reason alone.
这个不是所有的事情都可以用理性完全明白的。
This life and materialism is not all there is.
这个世界和这世界上所拥有的一切的物质不是唯一的东西。
God has mystery to him that we may not be able to understand.
是上帝他自己有我们人不能够明白的奥秘在其中。
Because he is the creator and we are the creation.
因为他是创造者，而我们是被创造的。
When I was in kindergarten, I made a ceramic dish.
当我在幼稚园的时候，我做了一个小的瓷，这个陶瓷的碟子。
For most of the families, it was an ashtray, but we didn't smoke in our home.
那个做起来在大部分家里面可能把它拿来当做这个放烟的，但是我们家不抽烟。
So for many years, my father kept it on his dresser and put change and keys into it.
所以我的父亲就把它放在这个衣柜上面，然后上面就可以放一些零钱啦、钥匙啦。
I understood the bowl as its creator.
我知道这个创造这个东西的人是谁。
I understand how it was made, why it was formed the way it was, how it had been formed.
我也知道它这个碟子是怎么做成的，为什么这个是这个形状。
But how much did the dish know about me?
但是那个碟子对我的认识到底有多少呢？
Sitting on a dresser in my father's bedroom, would it know of the world around it?
他就静静地躺在这个我父亲他的这个衣柜的上面，对四周的环境毫无认识。
The dish wouldn't know how I made decisions.
这个碟子他不晓得我是怎么做了这些决定。
The dish wouldn't even be able to explain why it existed.
这些碟子也没办法知道自己存在的这个原因是什么。
How much more complex is our Creator God?
那你想我们的神比起这个是复杂的多多少
？In Jesus we see God in the flesh.
在耶稣基督里面，我们看见神成了肉身。
He tells us that if we have seen Him, we have seen the Father.
他告诉我们，若看见耶稣基督，就是看见了父神。
But yet, who am I to approach God with an expectation that I can explain everything about Him?
但是我们怎么能够抱着可以解释我可以解释一切事情的态度来到这位创造的神面前呢？
Rather than put myself in a position where I declare if I can't understand it, God doesn't exist, I need to accept that there are parts of God that I will never understand until heaven.
我们必须来到上帝面前承认我们对他有很多不了解的事情。
Tim Keller writes, just because you can't see or imagine a good reason why God might allow something to happen doesn't mean there can't be one.
Tim Keller 他就曾经讲过，他说，虽然有些东西你没有办法了解，这个它的存在并不表示它就不存在。
Look back at verse 27 of chapter 12. Jesus says, He is a God of the living. You are quite wrong. Or in our translation, you are badly mistaken.
在27节，他就继续接下来说，神不是死人，是神乃是活人的神，你们是大错了。Bad
beliefs caused the Sadducees to walk away confused.
当他们撒都该人有一个错误的信念的时候，他们就抱着这样子的迷惑就离开了。
But Jesus isn't finished.
但是耶稣基督还没有讲完。
We'll look at verses 28 to 34 next week, but skip down to the very end of verse 34.
我们下礼拜再看28节到34节，我们先跳到第35节。
The questioning of Jesus has come to an end.
这些询问质疑耶稣的人来到了最后的一个阶段。
But Jesus has one question left.
但是耶稣基督还有一个问题要问他们。
Verse 35.
在35节他说,
And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David?
他就问他们说，文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？
David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.
那个大卫被圣灵感动说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
David himself calls him Lord, so how is he a son? And the great throng heard him gladly.
这个大卫他既自己称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？ 众人听见，都喜欢听他的。
Jesus says, I've answered your questions, now I have one.
耶稣说，我已经回答了你们的问题，现在让我来问你们一个问题。
He turns to Psalm 110, a well-known psalm of David.
指向这个诗篇110篇，是一个有名的诗篇。He
reminds the crowd that it was written under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
他就提醒这些听众说，这是圣灵感动大卫所说的话。He
asks, how can the Messiah also be a son of David?
他说，弥赛亚怎么可能是大卫的子孙呢？
How can he be the supreme authority and offspring at the same time?
弥赛亚怎么可能既是这个至高无上者，却又是大卫的子孙呢？
When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday, the people were expecting him to lead a revolution.
当耶稣基督骑着驴驹进到耶路撒冷的时候，许多人都盼望这个弥赛亚能够带领他们进行一场革命。
They called him the king because they expected him at that time to reestablish Israel.
他们称他为王，因为他们希望耶稣基督能够重建这个大卫的王朝。To
kick out all the Romans.
把罗马人全部都赶走。In
fact, probably there were some in the crowd who were following him, waiting for him to say, to arms.
也许甚至很多人跟着他的这些人，很多人就等着耶稣说，让我们起来吧。
To begin the fight to take over the city.
一起来跟这个罗马人征战，能够攻陷这个耶路撒冷城。But
Jesus is about to reset their expectations.
但是耶稣在这个地方要重新让他们的认识、期望能够回归到正确的位置上。
He asks, how can the Messiah be both the son and Lord of David?
他就问他们说，弥赛亚怎么可以既是这个主又是大卫的子孙呢？
In society, in a patriarchal society, the ancestor received honor over the descendant.
在那种族长制度的社会里面，他们的祖先受到极大的尊荣。Yet
David declares he will bow before his offspring.
但是他们的祖先大卫却 宣告自己要在这个弥赛亚面前屈身。And
if David is declaring anyone other than Yahweh Lord, it would be interpreted as the one sitting next to God.
如果大卫这个像这样子的人屈身，就你必须说他至少是在坐在这个 耶和华右边的这一位。
In earthly terms, it would be the right-hand man of the king.
如果用现代人的讲法的话，就应该说他所屈身敬拜的这个至少是这个国王的左右手。
How will this work? Asked Jesus.
耶稣就说，你觉得这句话怎么能够理解呢？
Do you really know who I am?
他说，你真的知道我是谁吗？
Jesus is standing before the rulers of the Jewish, the Jewish faith.
那耶稣基督站在这些当时犹太人犹太信仰的这些的权威跟掌权者当前面。
And he is declaring himself Messiah.
他向他们宣告说他是这个弥赛亚。
You see, Jesus is the offspring of David.
你要明白耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
He can follow his family tree back to the king of Israel.
如果你追寻他的这个家谱的话，是可以追寻到这个大卫王。
But he also is the son of God.
但是他同时又是神的儿子。
According to the spirit of holiness.
根据这个圣善的灵说。
And it was confirmed on his baptism when God spoke from heaven that this is my beloved son.
并且在耶稣基督受洗的时候，神亲自说，这是我所喜悦的爱子。
Jesus stands before the crowd and says, I am the Messiah.
耶稣基督在众人面前，在群众的面前说，我就是那个弥赛亚。
And I'm about to prove it through the resurrection.
我即将用复活来向你们证明这件事情。
Look at Romans chapter 1.
如果你看罗马书第一章，他这样子说，
Concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh,
论到他儿子我主耶稣按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的，
and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活得以显明是神的儿子。
Unique among all men who have ever lived, I am the Messiah, Jesus says.
在众人当中，我之所以独特，耶稣说，是我是神的儿子。
Another reason for the Jewish leaders to want to have him killed.
这是另外一个原因，这些犹太人要杀死耶稣的另外一个原因。
Or look at Revelation chapter 2 when Jesus declares, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches.
在启示录第22章那里，他又讲到说：“我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这事证明。”I
am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star.
他说：“我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。”The
beginning and the end.
我是起头，我是起初，也是末后。Stop
looking for an earthly king and kingdom, says Jesus.
耶稣基督说：“不要在我身上来寻找一个地上的王。”
Reset your expectations.
要重新设定你对耶稣基督的这个期望。
Recognize the kingdom of God has come.
要明白神的国已经来到。
And that as the Messiah, I will demonstrate it through the resurrection.
借着复活，我可以来证明这个我弥赛亚的身份。
So what expectations do you have of Jesus?
你对耶稣基督的期盼是什么呢？
The Sadducees, who were the most reasoned men of their age, expected him to be a confused country boy.
这些撒都该人是当时最具有理智的这些人，看耶稣就是一个乡村来的一个小孩。They
thought their wisdom superior and felt justified to be able to judge him.
他们认为他们智慧高过耶稣，所以他们可以来判断、来论断耶稣基督。
The crowd expected him to meet their immediate desires for the overthrow of the Romans.
而群众对耶稣的盼望是希望他能够带领他们把罗马人推翻罗马的政权。To
restore the earthly kingdom of David to power and prestige.
能够让他们重新恢复这个大卫王朝的那样子的光辉。
Throughout history, people have tried to determine who this Jesus is.
在历代以来，许多人都试着要来看研究到底。 来明白耶稣到底是谁。If
you visit Thomas Jefferson's house, and I haven't, he has a Bible that he's cut out everything he didn't believe about Jesus.
如果你到这个Jefferson这个总统的这个房子，听说里面有一卷的圣经，他把里面他认为他觉得不可信的地方全部都剪下来。
Like the Sadducees, he was a man of reason and could not believe in miracles.
他就像这些撒都该人一样，他是充满了理智的人，所以他觉得不能够接受这些奇迹。
About 10 years ago, there was an organization called the Jesus Seminar.
在大概10年前有一个组织叫做耶稣研究会。
There were academics, scholars, and laymen who were asked to vote on whether the things in the New Testament were true about Jesus or not.
这些人里面有些学者，有些社会人士，他们就投票，要来决定圣经里面哪些东西是不是耶稣基督所说的，是不是真的。
Jesus' message is tied to the resurrection.
耶稣基督的信息是和他的复活息息相关的。
He says that that is the proof that what I have said is true.
他说复活就是证实我所说的是真的。
So what are your expectations of Jesus?
所以你对耶稣基督的看法、盼望是什么呢？
Do you understand the scriptures, the truth about him?
你对圣经里面所讲的关于他的这些真理，你明白吗？
And have you not limited his power by mistaken expectations?
你会不会因为你自己错误的期望而限制了他的这个对他的看法？
Here are five things that Jesus says about himself.
在这地方，耶稣基督讲到五方面，关于自己五方面的事情。
That he came from heaven.
他说到他从天上来。
That he was Messiah.
他说他是弥赛亚。
That he is God.
他是神。
That he came to save the world.
他来拯救这个世界。
And that he is the only way to heaven.
他是到天堂的唯一道路。
This passage in Mark shows us that having the wrong beliefs and expectation causes us to ask bad questions and to take bad actions.
当马可福音这个地方让我们看见，当我们有错误的这个期望的时候，我们就会问错误的问题，也做出错误的决定。
The religious leaders left angered and embarrassed.
这些宗教的领袖抱着羞愧愤怒的心离开了。
They were bitter and continued to plot for his murder.
他们心里苦毒，继续想要设计杀害耶稣基督。
The crowd left starting to understand who Jesus really is.
当群众逐渐开始真的知道耶稣基督他所代表的含义的时候，
There was a mystery about this man.
他们对耶稣基督觉得是有一个就觉得他是非常神奇的。
But they were delighted by him.
但是他却喜欢他所说的。
Getting ready to worship the king eternally.
开始要来一起的敬拜这个永恒的君王。
This week, I'd encourage you to think about the expectations you have of Jesus.
这个礼拜我希望鼓励你们去思考你对这个耶稣到底有什么样的看法跟期待。
And whether it's through these passages in John or reading Mark chapters 9 through 12,
不管你是透过今天所讲的看马可福音的第9到第12,
be challenged again by who Jesus says he is.
来接受这样子的挑战，接受耶稣基督对自己身份的宣告，来作为你的挑战。We
don't want to be confused and think we're matches.
让我们不要搞错了，想自己好像是那根火柴棒一样。We
want to know the true words of Jesus.
我们希望能够明白耶稣基督所说的。And
bring clarity to the confused world around us.
能够把一个清楚的真理带到一个混乱的世界里面。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our God.
耶稣基督，我们谢谢你是我主我神。
We acknowledge that in your resurrection, we see the power of God and your holiness.
我们谢谢你在你的复活里面，我们看见你的大能。
Forgive us, Lord, if we have bad expectations or thinking about you.
原谅我们，如果我们对你有一个错误的看法跟期待。
Holy Spirit, search our hearts so that we might know you rightly.
圣灵，愿你来鉴察我们的心，让我们能够真的认识你。
Let us know those things that can be known and to be astonished by those things that are mysteries.
让我们尽力的去明白我们所能明白的，对我们所不明白的，存着敬畏、惊奇的心来领受。
And may we give you all the glory in our lives.
愿我们将所有的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.